Well, did you know that the month of August has 5 Tuesdays in it? Well, that just means we have 5 great opportunities to talk Tech Tuesday with our digital media manager, Sarah Kenzie. Sarah Kenzie is joining me this morning to tell us all a little bit about what is hitting your inbox this afternoon. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us again today.
Good morning, Brenda.
So, Sarah, we were talking, David and I, about how when August rolls around, we start to see those back-to-school commercials. Did you feel like, you know, growing up, like by the time you got to August, that the summer was winding down and that it was really like, oh, I got to go back to school in a few weeks?
I guess we would start to think about it. I think I would avoid thinking about it as much as possible.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, there was always still a lot of farm work going on in August, and especially early August. And I don't know, I just didn't want to go back to school, even though school wasn't bad, but I just love summer. So, yeah.
Well, we don't want to rush through any days this month at all. Just enjoy these beautiful, warm days of summer. As kids are heading back to school, they can't help but see all of those back to school commercials. So, well, we'll take a little pause from feeling that urgency to get back to the regular routine and talk a little Tech Tuesday. So, again, we have a great email that's hitting your inbox today. So tell us first, you always try to pull an interview from the Morning Blend. You pulled one of my favorite ones I've done recently. Tell us more.
That's right. So we'll be featuring Brenda's interview with Cy Kellett, who is the host of Catholic Answers Live. So many of our listeners are familiar with Cy from our airing of Catholic Answers every weekday afternoon. But it was really fun to hear you interview him, you know, not just him answering the Catholic Answers questions, but to learn a little bit more about him, how he got into this job, and also his perspective I thought was really cool. I loved what he said about how he learns from the callers, and some of the questions that the callers ask on Catholic Answers are things that he had never even thought to ask or thought would be a question. And so it was cool to hear that perspective from him.
I loved what he said, too, because we know here at Mater Dei Radio, a portion of our listenership is not Catholic. And so I asked him about that. I said, are you surprised at the number of non-Catholics who are listening to Catholic Answers? And of course, he said, when we do full hours of only atheists call this hour with their questions, he said, the board always fills up. They always have. And he said he is amazed with that the number of atheists who listen to Catholic Answers, which I think kind of tells him a little bit too about, well, I mean, even atheists are searching.
Right.
They're trying to learn. So thank you so much for putting that on. Like I said, it was a lot of fun talking with Cy. So easy to talk to. And of course, he loves Mater Dei Radio. And we always get excited when we're listening to Mater Dei Radio and we hear maybe a caller from this area.
That's
or
right.
Even our own Archbishop who's been on Catholic Answers before too. Well, it is a Tuesday. That means it is a Tech Tuesday, and Sarah Kenzie joining us today. The month of August has been filled with feast days. Lots of saints, special events, solemnities, all of that's happening. You can count on Julie Ondurko to bring alive the lives of the saints. She's got a great episode, too. Maybe a beloved saint that you might be familiar with. Tell us more.
That's right. So this coming Thursday is the feast of St. Clare of Assisi. And in this episode, Julie shares a little bit about the life of St. Clare, and she really dives into what is a famous story of how their monastery that St. Clare was the abbess of was under attack, and how she led her sisters in prayer. And it's just a beautiful story, and Julie always does a great job of making those stories come alive. And also gives us an opportunity to apply these lessons to our own lives. And so Julie also talks a lot about how we can give our lives to the Lord and how we can foster devotion to the Eucharist in imitation of St. Clare. And so it's a great way to learn about St. Clare before her feast day, but also take away some lessons for your own life.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, all of the past episodes of Your Next Mission from God can be found at materdeiradio.com under the programming menu. You can also find it on the Hail Mary Media app. It's wonderful to have both the app and the web page to do all of that research, to find everything that's happening at Mater Dei Radio. I love the app because, well, not only can you find all the information, you have access to the great calendar and the integrated map, so that way you're always going to get to right where you need to be. There's some things coming up that might be a great resource as we kind of move through the month. All kinds of parishes are having special events, but a special event surrounding that beautiful Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And you've highlighted some of those in the email today, too. What kind of details will our listeners find?
Yes. So this Monday, August 15th, is the Solemnity of the Assumption. And as we heard Monsignor O'Connor share with us, this day of obligation is transferred to the weekend. But a lot of parishes are still choosing to celebrate the Solemnity on August 15th. With some special masses and different activities. So Deb has been collecting all these different events for Monday, August 15th. And so those will be in the email for you. Those include the 69th annual pilgrimage at Crooked Finger, which is up by Scotts Mills near Mount Angel. And that is a beautiful procession that they do every year. The grotto has an outdoor mass followed by a candlelit rosary, which I've been to, and that's beautiful. There's the bird festival going on. If you're a young adult, there's something at the cathedral that night. So there's a lot of options to really commemorate that Solemnity of the Assumption.
You know, I do believe that Deborah gets bulletins from all of the parishes, or at least goes on and checks them all out to see what's going on, to be sure that we can get it on our community calendar. It's quick and easy. It's one place where the whole community knows they can go to find out everything that's going on right here in our archdiocese. The other great thing about the community calendar is it's accessible through the app. You have the integrated maps that'll get you right to where you need to go. And Sarah, I think every week you tell us in the staff meetings that there is something new that you have added to the app. And they have a new little evening program that everyone has access to anytime. This is when they are ready to pray in the evening. Remind our listeners about Evening Review.
That's right. So we were just able to add the Evening Review with Father James Kubicki. And our radio listeners will be very familiar with this program. It runs every evening. It's been broadcast by our radio station for more than a decade. It's one of our most popular prayer segments on the air. And so we recently got permission, and we're very grateful to the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network and Apostleship of Prayer for giving us the permission to put this on our app as well. So if you miss the on-air broadcast of this prayer where Father James goes back through your day, it's about 8 minutes long and helps you just look at each segment of your day and do a review of the day. If you miss that on air, you can actually find that on the app whenever you want. So if you look under the pray menu, under audio prayers, and then under night prayers, it's right there with all of our other evening prayers. Because it is an evening prayer, those are one of the alerts that you can sign up for actually in our daily prayer notifications. So if you want to make sure that you get reminded every day to go back and review your day, all you need to do is go to the daily prayer reminders and you can sign up for a notification every day and make sure that you do that review.
I know that may seem like there is a lot of menus in here. Go under prayer, go
right.
Under audio prayers, go under evening prayer. The reason why we do that is because there are so many. We want to make sure you're able to find all of
right.
them. So that's why there are categories that way. If it was just all prayers in one category, well, you may not be able to find it.
And I think too, it might sound like a lot when I'm explaining it here, but when you actually open the app and you start navigating through it, it'll take you to where you need to go. It's pretty easy to find once you're actually on the app.
Oh. Well, Sarah, practice makes perfect, especially when we're talking about prayer and our novenas. They're there on our app also, and we've started a special novena. Tell us more.
That's right. So we are in the midst of the St. Maximilian Kolbe Novena. His feast day is Sunday, August 14th. And we know that St. Maximilian Kolbe used radio and all these other modern, at least at the time, very modern forms of communication. And he was very innovative in how he was able to spread the gospel message. And he had such a deep devotion to Our Lady as well. And so he's such a great person for us as a Marian apostolate that is seeking to spread the gospel through modern means of communication. And so he's such a great example, a great saint to intercede for us and for our ministry. So we just invite you to join that novena with us as we pray for our ministry and for us to continue into the future.
Well, this is a radio station that is dedicated to our Blessed Virgin Mary, but we know that our patron saint, Maximilian Kolbe, always prays for us on the air. Sarah, thanks so much for your time today. For our listeners, it's another great opportunity to find out what's going on here at Mater Dei Radio. Thanks so much for your time and for the email that's coming this afternoon.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Brenda.
God bless.